Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now back to the Men's College World Series special, live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, here for a reason, and Brookside Medical on 1620 The Zone.
Josh Peterson and Jimmy Allen with you here from the Omaha Baseball Village. Thanks again to the Matt. We just smashed on some food during the break. I went with the, Jimmy and I both went with the shrimp.
Fantastic.
Which is doused in some delicious sauce, the firecracker shrimp. Also had some fries. What did you end up going with there, Josh? I know. Sorry, I don't mean to make you speak while you were also eating your food.
I went with the French dip.
Oh.
Could not recommend more.
Good. It's lunchtime. Jimmy is like barely eaten today, so he's having a great time. We're all having a great time here at the Men's College World Series.
A lot more dogs today than I don't think I've seen a single dog all week, and now I've seen three.
Really? So you haven't seen any dogs?
I had not seen one all week,
and
that's the beautiful husky that just walked by. This is the third one that we've seen today.
Yeah, dogs are out here. Oh, yeah.
What happened?
You said talked about Great Danes the other day.
My sister just bought, my sister's got to be a glutton for punishment at this point. So they've got five kids,
uh-huh.
And then they
that's
bought a Great Dane puppy.
Sex.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I was
that's
like,
a lot. That's a lot. By the way,
I'll pass.
We mentioned at the outset of the show, and I know Happer mentioned it during his shift today, Arch Manning committed to Texas today, and he is a 2023 quarterback. Of course, consensus five-star, one of the highest ranked players ever.
He's a 96 quarterback, according to that picture.
What was that?
Said he was apparently a 1996 quarterback, according to that picture that the Athletic used of him.
What do you mean?
He looks 45.
He does look, yeah, the bags under his eyes, he really reminds me of the bags under my eyes. But he picks Texas, consensus five-star. Everybody wants him. Of course, the lineage, we know everything, the Manning family. I found this headline interesting. I have not read the story just yet, but friend of the program from The Athletic, Ari Wasserman, just penned a column, went up within the last hour. Arch Manning commits to Texas in most impactful pledge of modern recruiting era. I'm looking forward to reading this story, like the exact angle that he's taking. How much of it is this is because of what Arch is going to bring to the field? How much of this is because of the name? I'm guessing, Jimmy, that the answer is going to be somewhere in the middle.
Well, ESPN thinks he's the most important player in the history of college football. So
yeah, I'll be honest. I have not watched any of his film. I really have no takes on him as a player. You know, five stars are, you know, they are what they are. They're a very rare product to go and get. And so Texas is getting him. I wonder too what Ari. Can we do the story? How much of this is that it's Sark? How much of this is that they're going into year two? Like, this is a really important player.
Battle with him and Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the other part of this. Quinn Ewers, last year, he was originally a 2022 prospect, reclassified so he could go to Ohio State, went there for the 2021 season, got paid a lot of money, transfers back to Texas, the school that he was committed to under Tom Herman. Now he is there. He will be. He is the presumed starter for this season. Who knows what he's going to be?
How great would it be if he wasn't?
And then, exactly. You know, at that point, he's like Tate Martell, a guy who just kept transferring and never starting. And so we'll see. I mean, maybe there's a quarterback battle next year. Maybe there's something going on next year. But I don't know what Arch Manning is going to be. But I'll be honest, man. Like, part of me wonders, like, how much of his ranking, how much of the assumption on his career is based off of his last name? If his name was Archbishop, which that'd be pretty fascinating if it was.
Yes, it would.
But Arch Johnson, if that's his last name, is he a five-star? Is he a consensus number one overall player in his class? I don't know. Maybe that's just me being a cynic here, but I think everybody's kind of wondering that. A lot of people are going to call him overrated before he ever sees a snap in college.
Friend of the program, a guy that I see tweet at you guys a lot, Andrew Waited, and said that he wonders if Arch Manning will be the cover of the 2023 NCAA football game, because it'll likely be a player that's currently on the field, because they could actually benefit from the NIL now. It almost feels like they're going to head that direction, right? I mean, he's literally on ESPN every single day, and he is projected to be the second coming of his uncle Peyton. And if that's the case, he's going to have a pretty good career.
Mm-hmm.
And
but does he? Does he? Does he
right.
have a pretty good career?
And we've seen a guy like DJ, who we already brought up once in the show, DJ Uiagalelei, kind of be anointed as the guy, got the Fansville deal from Dr. Pepper and everything that went along with that, and then hit the proverbial thank you, wall. And
though, to be fair to DJ, he did perform very well against Notre Dame in 2020. He had actually seen
college football.
He had actually seen the football field in college, and he had performed very well in a loss in overtime, but he had performed very well. Whereas Arch Manning, you know, he's going to be going, you're right, he's going to have a lot of name, image, likeness stuff going into next year, but he hasn't seen the field yet in college.
I don't know why I could say proverbial.
All good.
It just kind of feels like if they sniff any sort of success, that the rocket ship is going to be strapped to him and be.
You talking about Texas?
Yeah. And it just feels like that Arch will probably have his face all over anything, even if it's like an 8-4, 9-3 season.
What do you think of him actually on the field, though?
I mean, I've seen a lot of his film, and I've watched a couple of his games that have been on ESPN. Not by choice. I mean, I've just been at places that they've been on TV, and I've caught it. He looks the part up until this point. I mean, he looks like a guy that could step into a D1 program day one and make a difference. But, again, that's also been against high school competition.
Mm-hmm.
And the other underlining factor here is he's not heading to the Big 12. He's not lining up against Kansas and Baylor.
Though he will be for 1 year. He will if they don't
move out.
If he's the
starter day one, yeah.
He would be in the Big 12, in the 14-team Big 12, by the way, for one season.
Right, and much better competition. But for the majority of his career, he's going to have to go up against SEC talent. Mm-hmm. And you have to wonder how much that plays into a role, too. I mean, he's obviously, I think a lot of people had him as a Georgia lean for a long time because he was at so many Georgia games. You got to wonder how much Texas going to the SEC gave the Longhorns a leg up. And obviously, Texas money probably didn't hurt either.
John writes in, I think there's a good chance with how much coverage ESPN has already given Arch Manning, if they don't back off a little until he is on the field at Texas, people are going to start to hate him. Just like
too late.
They did Tebow because of all the over-the-top coverage. Yeah, I would agree with you, man, but I think John's onto something. He is going to become a player that is disliked for reasons that he can't control. And part of that is, I mean, I would say the largest part, 90%+ of the reason why is because of what his last name is. His last name is Manning. The football family of all football families in professional and college football, their last name matters. And so he is going to enter, Jimmy, he's going to enter Texas with a lot of factors going against it. First of all, people hate Texas. Easy to root against there.
Me being one of them.
Second of all, I don't like Eli. I do like Peyton. I hate Eli. You're going to have a lot of people like me that are like, I don't like Peyton Manning. I don't like Eli Manning. I'm going to root against this player. And the recruiting aspect of it, too. I don't really watch a whole lot of ESPN. I didn't realize how much they apparently had been talking about Arch Manning, but apparently this is a thing, that they've been talking about him every day. Interesting. You're going to have a lot of things that go against him that, for the most part, he just cannot control because of the family that he was born into. But I would add on top of that, like, the reason that he has had the access to all the coaching.
His
and the
bank
ability.
Account probably won't complain.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you get some of the haters and losers, of which there are many, and then you get, you know, a lot of things that go when you or for you in a positive direction. Either way, I will say this. I'm pretty interested to see what happens next because he had the pick of the litter. He did not choose his dad's alma mater. He did not choose his uncle's alma mater. He is going to a different school entirely. I definitely am fascinated by that choice.
A couple things here, and I apologize if this is the wrong game. I believe it was the Georgia-Tennessee game. He was in attendance. And they showed him, and they had a counter going on Twitter, and it was 27 times during an actual football game one team in the country that was playing it. But there's, did you ever watch the documentary, The Book of Manning, that ESPN put
out? I never did, no.
It was really well done, and one of the things that I forget is how much hatred there was for Peyton at Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah, everyone thought he was going to go there.
Because him choosing not only just a different school, but a school within the SEC.
Yep.
And now it's going to be interesting to see how much that has kind of gone by the wayside. Maybe it helps a little bit that Eli ended up choosing Ole Miss, but it's going to be interesting to see how much backlash there is against the Manning family again down there at Ole Miss. If Arch Manning, let's say, you know, pulls off an upset against Ole Miss or ruins a season for him or whatever it may be when Texas Longhorns actually end up making it to the SEC. But, again, another Manning not going to the Mississippi could be a big deal for Archie.
Yeah, and the fact that they're going to be in the SEC in a couple of years, and who knows, maybe they're in the SEC his entire career if they can figure out a buyout with the conference to get him to move on. There's a lot of layers to this story, but I think John's right. I think you're right. People are going to hate this dude, and I think a big reason why is going to be because of how he was talked about. I liked him, Tebow, at the beginning of his career. I couldn't stand him by the end of his career. not really a whole lot to do with Tebow. A lot of that was because of how they talked about him on the SEC on CBS broadcast. They were insufferable.
And ESPN didn't help either.
Yeah, exactly. That's and look, I get it. He was the biggest star in college football in that era. You could say that he might be the biggest star of our lifetimes, Jimmy, in college football. And so I get it. But Arch is going to have a lot of this put on him from day one. And, again, year two under Stark, they miss a bowl game last year. They go 5-7. Quinn Ewers now probably going to be their starter. Like, there's more layers to this move than there are most decisions from even a five-star quarterback than you really see in college football.
Any number one recruit in the country. Because you have to – I mean, you have to think that when you have the pick of the litter and can go anywhere and give them your name that you've probably been talked about as a starter at some degree, how much does that make a difference for a guy in Sark who probably needs to win sooner rather than later down in Austin that's got a guy that's – the prodigal son coming back to Texas,
folks,
after he chose to go to Ohio State to get a whole bag full of money. If they struggle this year, the talk might be: do you keep Steve Sarkisian to keep Arch Manning committed to Texas?
Yeah, what's the record this year for Texas that everyone's just feeling pretty good? You know, they're like, okay, good. They went 9-3. I'm feeling good about the future of the program. Is it 9-3? Could they do it with 8-4?
Just don't
could
lose to Rutgers.
7-5? Yeah, don't lose to Rutgers on a Friday night in Piscataway. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by Ryan McGee. A lot of things that we can talk about with him. Some numbers for you, Jimmy, when we return about the Men's College World Series and what we have seen thus far and a variety of other things. We are on for the next 57 minutes ahead of another elimination game here at the Men's College World Series. It is Ole Miss. It is Arkansas. Winner moves on to the championship series versus Oklahoma. That will begin Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Will it be the Rebels? Will it be the Razorbacks? We find out in about an hour and a half right here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.